Eric Nesbitt. He's a state representative from the 80th District. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on to the program this morning. A press conference was held in Lansing. It was put on by yourself and six of your colleagues to address the nation's debt. Why was this press conference necessary?
Well, it was filled with state representatives from around the state, and we talked about the reforms that we've made here in Michigan. Over the last year and a half, we've taken on the debt crisis here in the state by paying down unfunded liabilities, billions of dollars of that, balanced the budget on time without any tricks or smoke and mirrors. We did tax reform that lowered, tax rates and broadened the base and made it more fair and efficient. And you compare, and we brought into a structural balance while funding some of our priorities. Compare that to the federal level. When you look at what the federal level and all the bickering and fighting out in D.C., and, and you look at President Obama's broken promises, and this is why we put it on, is that I think that there could be a model that we could translate into Washington, D.C., and that includes tax reform, budget reform, and regulatory reform, all the get back to job creation. Federal government spending 40 cents out of every, is borrowing 40 cents out of every dollar they spend. The deficit continues to balloon, third year in a row of over $1 trillion deficit. This is unacceptable. This, you're talking nearly $5 trillion increase in deficits over the last 3.5 years under this president. And this is a president who says that he cut the deficit in half, when he was running. This isn't affordable, and we shouldn't be piling more debt onto our children's backs. And we, we stepped up the state legislators that we have a constitutional mandate to balance our budget, and that the federal government should follow these states' leads in trying to, implement these reforms, such as a line item veto, such as our governor has, and other reforms. That's why we put this together, is pointing out the huge gap in terms of between us finally taking out the long-term liabilities and being fiscally responsible compared to the federal government's irresponsible continued spending habit.
Now, there are some Democrats out there who might say that the previous president, former President Bush, left this mess for the President Obama to fix, and that Republicans under the Bush campaign, that they spent money like crazy on things like the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, especially when many felt that the war in Iraq was not necessary. How do you respond to that?
And during President Bush's reign, and I'm not, just like I, not trying to play the blame game here, but, in terms of where Michigan is, but, after 3.5 years in office, they're continuing to shift blame to a previous administration when the percentage of deficit in terms of a percent of all the economy was, equaled between 2 and 3% compared to, this current president where it's been between 8 and 11%. Triple in terms of the deficit spending under the current president compared to the former president. And you look at the last 3.5 years, he's piled up, this president's piled up more debt than the entire 8 years under the former president. And this is with the wars winding down in Iraq. This is with the, less spending on overseas operations. And yet he's growing the government from a fifth of GDP, a gross domestic product, to nearly a quarter of the economy. And so this continued growth from, whether it's, and you look at it, when they had all levers of government, the Democrats did all have all levers of government the first 2 years of the president, what did they push through? A trillion dollar stimulus projects. They pushed through the government takeover of health care. They through the House, they pushed through a cap and trade energy policy. They couldn't get through the Senate. And now they're using the EPA to try to dictate through the bureaucracy and through elected officials, trying to increase our energy prices. And they continue to shut down energy production on federal land. This isn't the way to bring about competition, to compete and win for jobs in the 21st century. We're trying to compete for jobs, around the world. I think Michigan's better positioned now because of the reforms we've done with taxes, with budgets, with regulations, to compete and win in the 21st century compared to the federal government that continues to stall. What are we going to do at the end of this year? You look at, this perfect storm with this failed leadership in Washington, D.C. with the president. and not being able to, what's going to happen with taxes? Are we going to see 164% tax increase on capital gains? Are we going to see a 35% increase in dividend tax? Are we going to see a massive tax increase on individual income tax? I mean, there's a lot of question marks on, energy policy, on healthcare policy, on tax policy at the federal level in terms of how much control they're going to have over our lives. And you compare that with the state level. State government, where we've cut spending, where we're paying down our unfunded liabilities, and we're dealing with this like grown-ups. And it's troubling for the next generation.
All right, we're going to talk more about this story coming up in the next half hour. State Representative Eric Nisbett from the 80th District. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, sir.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Appreciate being on.